This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I should note this, we're recording this on the 8th of March of 2024. As of this moment, no arrest has been made. Jen Soto is presumed innocent. Not considered a suspect, at least publicly right now. I'm going to have to guess behind the scenes she's a suspect. And I'm also wondering, what are we waiting for on arresting her? Are they just kind of letting her dig her own grave a little bit further, get a little more evidence against her before they make an arrest? Or do they are they not looking as close into this as they should be because they're too busy on Instagram?
that was funny, Tony. I'm going to say, and I'm glad you asked that question, because there is so much that I'm sure they're poring over. Even though they only have so much from the phone, they're going to send that hopefully even up to the Bureau or to Secret Service to see if they can extract even more, because different labs can do different things. So that's taking time. I think because he kept what I would call trophies on the phone of different things he did with her, I think there could be so much there that they're waiting on. Secondarily, remember that phone is likely going to say where he was and where he went. And that could, of course, line up with making him culpable in the situation. Also, her phone. What interaction did they have? That all needs to be poured through. In addition, they need to be interviewing all the possible witnesses, not only neighbors, but also family, friends, everybody that could possibly talk about this interaction. And remember, she's a 13-year-old. 13-year-olds typically have other 13-year-old friends, and they're going to want to be conducting interviews of them, because I would have no doubt she possibly confided in someone about what was going on, and maybe even about her plans.
Yeah.
You know, what was she planning? Was maybe she going to run away? Did she finally say no as a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Did she finally just say no? And that's what led to this. Or was there possible dangerous sexual activities that he made her get involved with that ended up taking her life? Mm-hmm. So there's so much to do, so much work for these detectives, and I think they're going to be looking at everything.
Yeah. I mean, she did on her, I believe it was on her phone, or she told friends what we heard, that she wanted to go live in the woods upon her 13th birthday. I mean, if you're in a happy, loving home, you're not wanting to go trade that in to live in the woods. That was a big tell right there of the abuse and trying to escape it, or having a dream to escape it in some way, shape, or form.
You know, Tony, though, that's interesting you bring that up, because how I took that was a excuse, if you will, for where they ended up finding her. In other words, I thought that perhaps Stefan wrote that.
Oh, okay.
You know, that the killer wrote that as an excuse. And I wouldn't even be surprised if there was, you know, camping equipment out there, or a sleeping bag, or, you know, that a fire was built. In other words, that, oh, she just went out there and died of hypothermia, or took her own life, or, you know, we don't know exactly how she died.
Yeah,
in specificity. So was that a setup? That's how I took it, but
that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I could see that, like, them thinking they're going to outsmart the authorities. Like, oh, look, she said she wanted to go live in the woods. She did. Oh, she died. Well, then why are you at a dumpster with all of her belongings, throwing them away that very same morning? Like, it doesn't seem to add up with a 13-year-old who decided to go live in the woods. Like, that you wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's a lot already, you know, that came out in that probable cause affidavit. And that's the tip of the iceberg. That's what they could get him held with right away.
Yeah.
As they dig deep, deep, deep. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to see a very grim picture of a brutally, treated, sexually assaulted young girl, maybe beyond even that 2 years, ever since they were involved with each other. We'll see if Mama ends up being also caught into this web.
I don't see how she wouldn't be. quite honestly. I mean, unless, you know, maybe they can get her to be the, you know, the star witness here and get immunity if she was, you know, truly the victim of abuse. I mean, hell, I mean, Kayla Montgomery's getting out. I could see, you know, something happening here with Jen Soto to get her freedom or a much lesser penalty if, in fact, she wasn't the one who was necessarily carrying out the abuse, but certainly had some sort of knowledge of it or allowed it to happen under her watch.
Right, and helped, aided and abetted in any way, harbored or otherwise, you know, helped dispose with that indicia. I mean, I know that they have him pinned with that, but we'll see if you know, based on what I thought were contradictory statements, if she was intricately involved.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.